This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXVII on October 3rd at West Chase Golf Club. The message is simple. If you are in need of legal assistance, you may call Brandon Legal Group anytime for a free consult, and you need not ask what type of law they specialize in. They are a full-service law firm. And remember, they service the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not live, you need not work, you need not have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. Call Brandon Legal Group anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, also longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They've been feeding them for the bulk of the 5 years. It'll be the five-year anniversary of the first ever Todd Wright Tour golf tournament next month. Mike Lentz, in particular, very active in his support and assistance. The general manager of the store on West Waters, also shout-outs to Abe at the store in Temple Terrace, and of course, Denny at the store on West Kennedy, closest to my home. Papa John's of Tampa Bay was part of the Papa John's family that raised over $3 million for charity with the very popular Shaq-a-Roni pizza, and currently the delicious Papadias are on promotion at $6 each, including the new Buffalo Chicken Pizzadilla. I think you will find them tasty. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay for being the first ever sponsor of a podcast that I did 5 years ago, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which is now in its fifth year, and you can find that separate to the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay and Brandon Legal Group. My email is Wright.Todd@yahoo.com, social media at ToddWright2020 on Instagram and on Twitter. And if you'd like to send me a Facebook request, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I will never ask you to like an additional page. I get everything done I need on one page. Please do not ask me to like any additional pages in return. Otherwise, I don't know if you're my friend or not. So let's talk about the Stanley Cup Finals. They began on Saturday night in Edmonton with the Western Conference champion Dallas Stars defeating the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-1. I want to offer the Tampa Bay Lightning fans some perspective who simply didn't watch the Dallas Stars throughout the Western Conference playoffs. And I can tell you that I probably saw 95% of the games played in the Western Conference playoffs. That's how closely I followed these Stanley Cup playoffs. I found them very entertaining. I found them very fun to follow. I had been waiting for months for playoff hockey and enjoyed very much of them. What the first reaction I am getting to Tampa Bay's loss to Dallas last night is this. Well, we dominated the third period, so it just took us a couple of periods to figure out what to do against Dallas, and we'll be fine now going into game two. Had we played the first two periods the way we played the third period, we would have won the game going away. That's wrong, because that's what Vegas thought too. The third period of last night's game against Dallas looked almost exact to many of the periods in the Western Conference Final where the Vegas Golden Knights had possession of the puck, had the puck in the Dallas end, had exponentially more shots than Dallas, and what did it produce? Very few goals and very few wins. So if you are looking at that from the Lightning perspective and that is your conclusion, you're falling into the same trap that the Vegas Golden Knights fell into. And at some point, you need to realize that goals are all that matters. And that's very difficult to get when you're playing Dallas from behind. Yes, Dallas only had a few shots in the third period. I'm sorry, they were up 3-1. How many did they need to score? The answer is none. Again, I've seen this before with the Vegas Golden Knights against the Dallas Stars. The Dallas Stars had last night's game to their liking. And the third period was not dominated by Tampa Bay. On the score sheet, they were outscored 1-0. Sure, it was an empty netter. Does it count on the scoreboard? Yes, it does. So for those making that conclusion and falling back on that to add some sort of justification to a very one-sided game won by the Dallas Stars, it's the wrong conclusion. It was Dallas's game last night. Now, I would argue the first period was much more even, not only based on the score sheet, where it actually matters, than the third period was. But playing Dallas from behind is very dangerous. Again, I saw it throughout the Vegas Golden Knights-Dallas series. Dallas did this to Vegas in Game 1. Vegas then did wallop Dallas in Game 2. Never won another game. Taking this big picture over the Lightning's last three games, they have now played nine periods. They had a double overtime game against the Islanders. They had an overtime game in Game 6 against the Islanders, and then three periods last night as we record this on Sunday morning. That's nine periods. The Lightning have four goals in their last nine periods. Two legit goals from one of the best players in the postseason right now, Victor Hedman, unquestionably. Lightning win the cup. I doubt there's any way Hedman doesn't win the Conn Smythe. So of the four goals they scored, two came from Victor Hedman. Now let me take this a step further, because the way I see it most recently with the Lightning is the chances of them scoring a goal over these nine periods are only when roughly five players are on the ice. Sometimes they're on the ice at the same time. The top line of Palat, Point, and Kucherov, and the defensemen, Hedman and Shattenkirk. They can score. And while other Lightning players have scored either recently or in the playoffs over the last couple of rounds, they're not big threats. Of those four goals the Lightning have scored in their last nine periods, going back to Game 5 of the Islander series, two legit goals by Hedman. One other goal was knocked over the line by the Islander goaltender, and the goal in Game 1 of the Cup Final was a pinball goal knocked in the Dallas net off a Dallas defenseman's skate. Those are cheap. Those are fluky. Those aren't good goals. Hedman's got the only ones, two, in the last nine periods. Now, I don't worry as much about the number one line, but Dallas is certainly prepared for it, as they were prepared for Vegas's best shot. There's an issue right now with Tampa Bay in terms of putting the puck in the back of the net. And you know what? The more Vegas struggled to do it, the more frustrated they got. The more they took chances, the more it got in their head. And that series eventually got away from them as Dallas emerged and won the West. You can already see that pattern happening again. And as Dallas did against a young team in Colorado, Dallas likes to get in your face. They like to hit you. They like to upset you and get you to do things emotionally. Dallas did that throughout the game to Tampa Bay last night and got the better of that. On Dallas's first goal, Bogosian left his space on the ice, left his assignment, because he was upset with what a Dallas player did to one of the Lightning players. It opened up ice right in front of Andrei Vasilevskiy, and Dallas scored the first goal. At the end of the second period, Pat Maroon, with Stanley Cup experience, out of frustration, flipped the puck at the end of the period into the star bench. Should have been probably a two-minute penalty to give Dallas another power play, which they've been outstanding on in this Stanley Cup playoff. Instead, ref gave him a 10-minute misconduct. Maybe that was worse, because with John Cooper only playing with 11 forwards, he was suddenly down to 10 forwards for half the third period. There were other examples of this where Dallas got certain players on the Lightning emotional. And Rick Bowness, who we remember was fired by then-general manager Steve Yzerman for simply not being good enough at what he did as an assistant to John Cooper, Bowness has a lot of knowledge, not only from his work in the Lightning organization, but because nobody has coached more games in NHL history than him on which players can be impacted and make emotional mistakes. Which brings us to a point I made here on the Todd Wright Toddcast before the conference final began about Andrei Vasilevskiy. And I'm simply going to reiterate it because nothing has changed. Andrei Vasilevskiy won the Vezina Trophy last year as the best goaltender in the league. Yet, when the team needed him to pitch a shutout against the Columbus Blue Jackets to reverse the team's fortunes in that first-round sweep at the hands of the Blue Jackets, Vasilevskiy could not do it. This time of year, the best goaltenders in the game on the best teams in hockey for that year throw a shutout or two. Go back to that Todd Wright Toddcast and listen to it, and I'll give you plenty examples, including in 2004 when the Lightning won the Cup, Hobby Bullen pitched five of them over 16 wins. You say, well, the game was different then. Fine. Go back to 2 years ago and Braden Holtby throwing shutouts against the Lightning in the end of the Eastern Conference Finals in Game 6 and Game 7. Marc-Andre Fleury doing it for the Vegas Golden Knights in the Western Conference Finals 2 years ago to close out the first and second round series. Even last year, key shutouts by Jordan Bennington and Tuukka Rask on the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. Andrei Vasilevskiy continues to give up soft goals and quick goals. Often gives up a first period goal. He has now gone 48 career starts in the postseason with zero shutouts. I said in that Toddcast before the conference finals began, as good as he plays, if he's really the best goaltender in the National Hockey League and can win you a Stanley Cup, he needs to win a game or two on his own. That means a goose egg. He's now 48 postseason starts with zero career shutouts. If the Lightning lose Game 2, Dallas will win the Stanley Cup. I can't make it any more simple for you. So if Andre Vasilevsky's been saving that one big game to throw that first ever career shutout, or if John Cooper had any ideas how to generate some actual legit goal scoring for the first time in four games from someone other than Victor Hedman, Monday night might be your last chance. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening.